This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Life is full of adventures and new situations which can cause us to question our faith. However, St. Paul has some words of advice regarding this problem. Please stay with us today as we talk about why we should stick with Jesus in our new series called How to Keep Your Head On Straight in a Crazy Mixed Up World.
How do you keep your head on straight spiritually in a crazy mixed up world? Stay with us for the answer to that question. Let's pray. As we gather around your holy word today, O Lord, work in our minds and spirits with your truth and have your way with us. In the name of Jesus, we ask this. Amen. We're going to begin a new series today on the book of Colossians, and the first reading that we'll use is Colossians 2, verses 6 through 8. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. Here ends our reading. Perhaps you've heard the phrase, "She's really got her head screwed on straight." You know, that's a positive way of saying there's someone who thinks clearly, makes some good decisions in her life. Around the church, we'll sometimes use that phrase in describing someone who seems to really have their spiritual act together, someone who's walking solid in their faith. The other day, I was talking with some of my youth staff at the church, and they were talking about senior day coming up, and some of these kids they described as kids that really had their head on straight when it comes to their walk with Christ, and how their hope and prayer and concern is that when they head off to college that they'll keep their heads on straight and keep following Jesus. But as you and I know, sometimes it's hard to keep one's head on straight. There's so much coming at you in life. There are, of course, circumstances like bad things might happen that shake us at our foundations and confuse us as we in our thinking as we deal with some of the difficulties of life. Or the good things that happen in our lives that seduce us into thinking that we've got all the answers and we don't need anyone else in our lives to instruct us and keep us on the straight and narrow. Of course, you're inundated with all kinds of information coming at you as truth. And discerning what's truth and what's not isn't easy to discern, to figure out what's real and what's counterfeit. So many ideas and thoughts and information coming our way through the internet and other media such as TV and radio and, of course, books. How do you keep your head on straight when everybody's telling you, "I've got the truth"? Well, that's the main concern of the book of Colossians in our New Testament. It's Paul's attempt to help people keep their head on straight in a crazy, mixed-up world, full of information. It's a New Testament letter that was written by, as I said, Paul, a concerned pastor, to people who had received Christ, who had been walking with Jesus Christ, but were in danger of being seduced away from following Jesus. And so he wrote to them. What was going on was people around them were influencing them to rethink Jesus. They were diminishing the status of Jesus, offering up a new and improved theology when it came to thinking about Jesus and God. They're adding things on that one must do and attain in order to be looked at as really having their spiritual act together and in a good relationship with God and a saving relationship with God. And perhaps these people that were teaching these messages or giving these messages were celebrities that were admired or intellectuals that seemed really smart. And like they, of course, they have the right answers and they were looked up to. You know how that goes. And this stuff was really beginning to mess with the Colossians' thinking. It still happens, even today, which is what makes this letter so relevant to us. There's plenty of information that's being passed along as truth that can be very damaging to one's spiritual health. There's a plethora of religions that claim to be Christian, and they're really not. What comes to mind is Jehovah's Witnesses, or the Mormon Church, or Christian Science. And yet when you examine them, you find they really have a rather twisted outlook on Jesus Christ. Or there's the philosophical isms that I refer to sometimes. There's hedonism, the belief that pleasure is one's highest good. Or humanism, belief that human interests in mind reign supreme. Individualism, that individual interests are paramount. And there's universalism. Everybody's saved. It's finding its way in the church today. All roads lead to heaven. Polytheism, a belief in multiple gods. Agnosticism, belief that we can know nothing beyond the material phenomena of our world. Syncretism, we see a lot of that in the church today. Blended beliefs, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you're set. Mysticism, a personalized spirituality without traditional revelation, such as the Bible and church tradition. Gnosticism, belief in some special mysterious spiritual knowledge that one needs in order to step up closer to God and be saved. All these isms, and the list goes on, and you're left with what's right and what's wrong, what's true and what's false. And it's in the middle of this, as these people were struggling with these questions, and as we sometimes might be struggling with them, Paul points us to the best way to keep your head on straight in a crazy, mixed-up world. And it's that Bible verse that I read earlier to you. It's the hinge verse of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. What's he saying there? To sum it up, he's saying, Christ is enough. He's all that one needs. Stick with Jesus. As you received him into your lives earlier on and stepped into that saving relationship with God, continue to live your lives in Jesus, he says. It's basically stick with Jesus at the center of your life. Be rooted and built up in him, he first of all tells us. To be rooted is kind of an agricultural term, isn't it? It reminds us of Psalm 1, where the psalmist says he'll be sticking with God's ways. You'll be like a tree planted by a stream of water in that rich, moist soil, and you'll bear fruit in your life. Or Jesus saying, I am the vine, you are the branches, abide in me. Stay rooted in him. And built up in him is an architectural term. And it's also being used here in the present tense. Continue being built up in him. Jesus accepts you just the way you are, someone once said. but he loves you too much to leave you that way. He's got a plan for your life to build you up. Stay established in the faith. The word established means literally strengthened. Be strengthened in the faith. And then he goes on to say, the teachings that you were taught. Stick with what you've been given about Jesus Christ, the gospel. He says, and while you're doing that, always be abounding in thanksgiving. For thanksgiving means praise and worship. Always praising him for what he's done for you. Now, what does that living in him look like in a practical way? Well, it means that I'm going to regularly worship him. I'm going to come into his presence and once again allow him to give me a glimpse of the big picture, that he is Lord, this Jesus, and that all of history is moving towards him, and he will appear again someday. He is in charge. He owns this world. He has been given it. This world's been given to him. He is the Lord, the last word. He forgives me of my sins, and he is with me. All of this comes out in worship. I have a friend. I said, how do you keep your head on straight? She said to me, I begin each day with a prayer, asking Jesus to lead me through the day again and help me to serve him. Daily prayer, then. Living in Christ means study. I'm going to get to know him as I study those gospels, is the Word of God, the whole Word of God, and be a student of the faith. I'm not only going to probably keep myself just in the Word of God, but I'm going to look at what some of the great minds of the Christian faith have written about that. I'm going to, as a Lutheran, maybe keep my hands on that small catechism and review it regularly. It's rich with what we need. Or maybe I'll even graduate to getting a Luther's large catechism and really get even deeper in the great ideas of the faith. You might be a student that is willing to pick up on a regular basis a book like John Stott's Basic Christianity. There's thousands of years of experience, great thinking in those writings that can help us to stay rooted in Christ. And then there's, of course, sticking with the community, of gathering with other Christians to check in with one another, to not only worship, but to encourage each other, compare ideas, and share scripture together in a small group setting, perhaps, and have devotions together, and be encouraged by each other, because Jesus says, where two or three are gathered, there am I in the midst of them. You're living in him when you do that. This is how you keep your head on straight. Some might ask, why should I stick with Jesus? Which is a fair question to ask, I suppose. And my response to that is a statement that has been attributed to Martin Luther. And the statement reads as follows: Christ plus nothing else equals everything. Why should I stick with Jesus? Because Jesus is everything. Because Jesus is the way to heaven. Through his suffering and death and resurrection, he has opened the gates of heaven to all who place their trust in him. And he has said quite clearly, no one gets to the Father but by me. Why should I stick with Jesus? Because Jesus is the best, most faithful friend you will ever have. This past week, I did a very sad funeral for a 27-month-old little girl. But Jesus was there. I saw him working in the lives of that mother and father, who was helping them to continue to praise him even in the midst of the hurt, and to lean upon him. Such strength I saw that day, as Christ Jesus provided that strong shoulder for them to lean upon. Why should I stick with Jesus? Because Jesus is anything but boring. He makes life exciting. I tell you what, you begin to live by the things that he tells us to do, like witnessing for him, go make disciples, forgive those who have hurt you, pray for your enemies, turn the other cheek. I tell you what, that is exciting stuff. That can really challenge you and make your life an adventure. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. That's exactly what he's talking about. Boys, we live with him and follow his lead. This Jesus gives us anything but a boring life as he calls us to serve him and follow him. And finally, why should I stick with Jesus? Because life is pretty empty without Jesus Christ. I learned that years ago the hard way. I thought I had all the answers. I was a young guy that wanted to make it in rock music, and I dropped out of college, and a lot of those isms got a hold of me. And I began to live life for myself. And I walked away from my relationship with Jesus Christ. And I tell you, after quite some time, I hit bottom. And I tell you what, I was a mess without Jesus. Fortunately, when I hit that bottom and started feeling so empty, God put someone into my life that began to point me back to that Jesus who waits for everyone who wanders, ready to receive him. And I went back. It wasn't an overnight sort of sensational experience. It was just plugging myself back into those things that I was describing earlier, living in him. And there was an awakening that happened. And I tell you something, folks, I never want to go back. Christ is enough for me. And that's my appeal this day to each and every one of you in this crazy, mixed up world that we face. Stick with Jesus Christ. Christ is enough. Christ is enough. May Christ go with you. Amen. Let's pray. Merciful Lord, grant that the words we have heard this day with our ears may be grafted onto our hearts through your grace, that we may hold firmly to the truth that Jesus is all we need in this crazy, mixed-up world. May we stand firmly upon that truth as we share that news with others. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you, and he will. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stick with Christ. See you next week.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's message help you to remember Jesus indeed is everything. Stick with him. If you enjoyed today's message and would like to hear it again, be sure to check out our webpage, ChristianCrusaders.org. You can find both audio and printed versions of the program on our homepage, as well as messages from past broadcasts. Our website address is ChristianCrusaders, all one word, .org. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and your prayers. CDs and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you were able to worship with us today, and we pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and radio speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 78th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.